If you're a parent and your kids play sports, you know all about sacrifice. You give up your money, your time, and your life just so your kids can play. You spend your summer nights eating bad concession stand food while sweating in the bleachers at Little League games. You crawl out of bed before sunrise on cold winter mornings to get even colder at early morning hockey games. And assuming you're not one of them, you listen to other parents berate their kids' coaches, and of course the officials. What a way to spend your kids' childhoods. What better way to spend parenthood? I've spent most of my career in sports and fortunately got to see all of that bad stuff as part of my job, much of it before my wife and I had kids. So when we finally did have kids, I was ready, or so I thought. I've helped coach baseball, run the clock at hockey practice, and spent lots of money, but not nearly as much as some parents, which got me to thinking, how did we get here? As kids, we played some Little League, but we played most of our sports in the backyard. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. And you know what? We had fun. We learned to be self-sufficient, choose our own teams, call our own fouls, and settle our own differences. What great training. Now adults, under the guise of supervisors or coaches, have a hand in everything their children do. Is it good to be involved in your kids' lives? Absolutely. Is it good to micromanage their every single step of being a kid? Absolutely not. To some leagues' credit, there are now mandatory coaching training sessions, but I've seen far too many adults berate the kids they coach, and for what? I've seen way too many cases where kids hate sports by the time they get to middle school, all because they have been forced to play sports when they didn't really want to. I remember when I played on my first organized hockey team. I was 39 years old. A couple of years in, I had a teammate who was always talking about his son's travel hockey team. They'd be in Raleigh one weekend, Atlanta the next, maybe a trip to Canada the week after. He said the family had put 70,000 miles on their van in 1 year. His son was 7 years old. My first thought was, that kid better, at the very least, earn a college scholarship. Of our two sons, one is into sports, the other is not. The one who is not decided on his own this year that he wanted to swim for his high school team as a freshman. My wife and I did not push him. However, we do split the twice-a-week 5 a.m. wake-up to drive him to 6 in the morning practices. Our other son loves sports. He currently plays baseball and hockey. When he didn't want to play baseball 1 year, that was fine with us. But he did come back to it last spring. And between equipment and ice time, hockey's a little pricey. So he may go back to basketball next winter, mainly because more of his friends play it. I'm proud that both of our boys play sports, not because we want them to, but because they want to, and because for them, it's fun, which is supposed to be what sports are all about. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.